The auditor should obtain a sufficient knowledge of the business in order to evaluate whether the assumptions are valid or not. Then the historical, not the prospective, but the historical information will be used as a yardstick to try and assess the assumptions underlying the prospective information. Then he'll check the computations and consider the consistency of the information, and should get written representations from management regarding what the info is going to be used for, the completeness of the assumptions, and their acceptance of the responsibility for the PFI as well. Of course, the evidence will be limited, and the auditor really only does detailed work if there's a potential misstatement that he identifies.